The next item is conditional use number 1853, Barry Baker.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1853 for Barry Baker for 24 multifamily duplex style units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including townhouse, multifamily, single-family developments, and single-family developments. The project is consistent with those developments and will provide a transition between the adjacent single-family uses on the one side and the C1 commercial zoning on the other side of the project. The project is in a developing district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The project site was known as the Donovan site. The removal and disposal of solid waste from the site has been entered into the DENREC brownfield program. According to the applicant, DENREC has stated that the site is also suitable for development. Cleaning up the site through redevelopment under a DENREC contaminated materials and soils management plan will benefit the environment and provide for the health and safety of the inhabitants of the project and the surrounding area. With the stipulations placed on this approval and based upon Brownfield's recommendation program, there will be no adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 24 residential dwelling units. The removal, disposal, and monitoring of waste from the project site shall be in compliance with all DENREC requirements. The applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, and any other common area. All entrance, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The project shall be served by central sewer through the City of Lewis Board of Public Work under a written utility service agreement. Sewer service by the City of Lewis shall be available at the site prior to the issuance of the first residential building permit. The project shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practice to construct and maintain these fixtures. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Sidewalks shall be installed along at least one side of all streets. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer around the entire perimeter site. The buffer shall comply with the requirements of Ordinance 1984. The applicant shall submit, as part of the site plan review, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design for the site, including the buffer areas. Construction site work, grading and delivery of construction materials, landscaping materials, fill on or off to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The applicant shall cooperate with the local school district transportation manager to establish a school bus stop area. The bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall contain the approval of either DENREC or Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and settlement control facilities. The final site plan shall depict an easement for access to the property at the rear of the site. All site plans and condominium documents shall contain a notice that the site is a brownfield site. The final site plan shall identify the methods of monitoring the site before, during, and after cleanup. The final site plan and condominium documents shall contain a notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice that the site is in the vicinity of a concrete plant and the dust, noise, traffic, et cetera, associated with that plant. And lastly, the final site plan for development shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So we moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1853, Barry Baker, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.